Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on an Overreaction Monday, the Monday after week one in our Sunday slate in the National Football League. It's Femi Abebefe. This is You Better You Bet. This is the BetMGM Network. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Sunday night football game. Bills 41, Ravens 40. What a game. Every time I say it out loud, I just like get a smile on my face because that was one hell of a game. In terms of like the side and the total, I wasn't invested. I obviously have some Josh Allen MVP stuff that I really wanted to see the Bills win to kind of kick that into overdrive here. Is, oh, by the way, Josh Allen is now your favorite at plus 310 at BetMGM. 17 weeks ago. We're not going to get too excited, but it was a good start for your boy in that betting market, also with the Jordan Love stuff as well. So looking solid in the MVP market, which we'll get into further depth a little bit later on this week when we break down some of the big movers in the NFL awards. Before we get to our NFL quick hits, though, I wanted to get to some of these other games that we had on the docket from yesterday. Let's set the table for tonight's game, Monday Night Football, because we have one game left in week one between the Minnesota Vikings and the Chicago Bears. And right now over at BetMGM, the Minnesota Vikings are a 1.5 point road favorite in the Windy City, the total sitting at 43.5. Now, this is going to be one of the great games, or at least one of the more interesting games, I should say. I don't know how great it's going to be, but it's going to be incredibly interesting. And I know Nick and I talked about this all throughout the offseason, saying, hey, if you could only watch one game of the week one slate, this would be the one. Because this is like one of the all-time fact-finding missions that we have to start off this NFL season. Like, think about it. We have J.J. McCarthy making his first NFL start. Missed all of last year due to that meniscus injury. Now we get to see J.J. McCarthy in a standalone game. All eyes on the former national championship winner at Michigan from a couple of years ago. What does this look like for Ben Johnson making his head coaching debut with Caleb Williams now in year two? There's a little, some friction, I guess, apparently from the previous regime and Caleb Williams, what we learned over the weekend. But like, what is it going to look like? Because all the training camp reporting was, oh, there's struggles on the offense. And they got to the preseason. The offense is making strides. What's actually real? Well, we're going to find out tonight against a really good Minnesota defense led by just a freaking insane person, a defensive coordinator in Brian Flores. So I can't wait to see the schematics, the chess match between these two teams. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. But from an injury standpoint, because we do have a handful of injuries that we need to kind of keep in mind before handicapping and betting this game, for Minnesota, you have their longtime safety, Harrison Smith, who has an illness and has been ruled out for tonight's game. So Harrison Smith will not be in the secondary for the Vikings. On the Bears side, a couple of defenders who are on the wrong side of questionable. In fact, linebacker TJ Edwards is listed as doubtful, dealing with a hamstring injury. So don't expect TJ Edwards to be out there on the field for the Chicago defense and Dennis Allen. And then their cornerback, Kyler Gordon, injured his hamstring over the weekend. He is listed as questionable, but like kind of reading the tea leaves, doesn't look like this is going to go well for Kyler Gordon. He might miss this game, and maybe he's good to go for week two, week three. You never know with these hamstrings and these skill position guys. So a couple of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. But here's what everyone's betting with tonight's game. And I'm still kind of going back and forth in terms of what I want to do. I will have a bet, either side or total. Of course, Femi's Island will be in effect once again at 6:40 during the final segment of the show with the first TD scores. But as for what everyone else is doing over at BetMGM, 53% of the bets are on the Vikings laying the 1.5, but 60% of the handle is on the Bears taking the 1.5. 54% of the bets and 62% of the handle is on the under 43.5. You watch all of the games yesterday, only two of them going over the total. Jets, Steelers, surprise, surprise. And then last night's thriller in Buffalo between the Ravens and the Bills. Outside of that, all the games are going under. And now we have another divisional showdown, which we know like these divisional opponents, these games tend to be a little bit more lower scoring because of the familiarity between the two teams. So people liking the under for tonight's game. And then also you have 61% of the bets and 60% of the handle is on Bears money line. So a lot of the big bets and a lot of the tickets are on Chicago to win tonight. As for the player props, fifth most popular, you got Rome Odunze over 47.5 receiving yards. Fourth most popular, J.J. McCarthy, over 16.5 rushing yards. Third most popular, Colston Loveland, over 2.5 receptions at minus 165. Second most popular, Olamide Zaccheaus at over 18.5 receiving yards, minus 130. And then the most popular player prop at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Caleb Williams, 25-plus rushing yards, minus 110. Most popular anytime TD score, I mean, should be no surprise, Justin Jefferson at plus 125. I will have actually a couple props. I do like that Caleb Williams look. I'm not going to do the rushing yards. Caleb Williams, anytime TD score, he's around 5-1. Just, I think they're going to incorporate his legs a little bit more. Now, we didn't see that much in the preseason because it's the preseason. You know, the result of the game doesn't matter. Why would you risk injury for something like that? Like, let's just try to accomplish the passing game concepts, and we'll worry about the leg stuff once we get to the actual games. But I do think that whether it's from improv or designed, like, read option stuff, I think you're going to see Caleb Williams using his legs tonight. So I like the read from the betting masses of the over on the rushing yards, at least 25-plus rushing yards. But I like Caleb Williams to score a touchdown tonight. So 5-1, Caleb Williams will be a bet that I have placed. As for what I like with the side, I lean Bears. The more I think about this game, I thought I was going to end up on the Minnesota side a couple weeks ago. But, man, J.J. McCarthy, I can't get past the fact that J.J. McCarthy is making his first career start on the road in primetime with a revved up crowd. The atmosphere is going to be insane. And also, the cherry on top of the sundae, a brilliant defensive mind in Dennis Allen. That's the setup for your first NFL game. I love KOC. Like, you guys know, all the way back to last year, like, KOC is my dude. He made me a lot of money winning Coach of the Year. But, like, it's still McCarthy having to learn this stuff on the fly. And I know KOC is going to put him in the best situation possible because that's what he does for his quarterbacks. But, like, JJ is going to have to figure this stuff out during the play. What's Dennis Allen trying to do to me? What's that look? I've never seen that before. Rutgers never ran this against us when we were at Michigan. Like, I think it's going to be a little bit of an uphill climb for JJ McCarthy. So if I had to bet the game, I'll probably put something small in it because it's the last game of the week and I just want something to sweat. Bears plus 105, even money on the money line. As long as it's a plus sign, I do like Chicago. I don't want to lay a price on the Bears, but I will take, like, even money or better on the Bears to win tonight. I think Chicago gets it done and they start the year 1-0. All right, we got 5 minutes left in the segment. I want to get to some of the other games from yesterday in the National Football League with something that I like to call NFL quick hits. Easy enough, right? You understand what I'm trying to accomplish here. Quick takes on the rest of the games in the National Football League. And we'll start with the game in LA. Rams beating the Texans. The Ramily take money from me as opposed to what happened last year. I was big on Houston. Rams win it 14-9. Just a really ugly football game. I was glued to this one because the Texans were probably my biggest position in yesterday's action. Had them plus 3. Had him on the money line, had Texans alts laying 7 at like plus 350. Like, I was fully invested in Houston, and unfortunately, our fears came true. Houston has a big-time offensive line problem. Like, it is a massive, massive problem. If they don't get that corrected, this is a team that is a dead under the rest of the way. The defense is awesome, but the offense, they were living in 3rd and 9 or worse. Like, every time I looked up, 3rd and 11. 3rd and 12, 3rd and 10. It's like, dude, can we ever get a 3rd and 3? And then on top of all of that, despite the struggles, they had a chance to win the game driving late. They were in Rams territory. And Dare Ogunbowale fumbles the football. Game over. Houston never gets it back. A very, very frustrating loss. Houston losing to the Los Angeles Rams. But Rams, kudos to them. Very, very unfortunate for yours truly. How about in the NFC South? Probably the most NFC South game ever. Falcons losing to the Buccaneers. Tampa gets it done 23-20. Baker Mayfield hitting Emeka Ebuka on the go-ahead touchdown with about 30 seconds left or so. Atlanta, I mean, just feels like a missed opportunity, right? Like, this team, if there was ever a chance to beat Tampa, it's without Tristan Wirfs, it's without Chris Godwin, and it's at home with a chance to get a leg up in your division because New Orleans lost, Carolina lost. This is your chance to be 1-0 and have a one-game lead on the other teams. They blew that opportunity, and it looked like a lot of other Falcons games. I know they had injuries. Drake London, sounds like he'll be okay, but left the game yesterday. Boy, you got to try to pull that one out there, and the Falcons just could not get it done. How about the battle for Ohio? Bengals and the Browns. Cincinnati wins it 17-16. My biggest takeaway, the Bengals stink. And that's been my opinion all offseason. I watched the game yesterday. My wife had the Bengals in Survivor. She was dialed in. How about this? In a 60-minute game against the Cleveland Browns, the Cincinnati Bengals, juggernaut offense, whoa, 141 total yards, 2.9 yards per play. The Browns should have won the game. They were the better team. Unfortunately, the Browns have double agents at pass catcher. Those guys are dropping passes, and that's how Cincinnati won. And also, by the way, the Browns have a kicker who I'd never heard of, Schmidt, or whatever the hell his name is, missed an extra point, missed a 38-yard field goal. Bengals win 17-16. Oh, the Bengals defense. No, they suck. Like, the Bengals just got bailed out. Niners in the Seahawks. San Francisco wins 17-13. Ugly game, kind of similar to the Rams and Texans game. Niners had so many injuries at pass catcher. They lose George Kittle in the game. They lose Juwan Jennings in the game. I was not expecting a ton from that Niners offense, especially against a Seattle defense that's top notch. To me, it was more so Seattle. Mike McDonald opting to kick. Maybe you want to go for that one there next time there. But for the Niners, massive, massive win for San Francisco. The Miami Dolphins and the Indianapolis Colts. Colts get the win 33-8. Mike McDaniel should have been fired last year. That's my take on the game. Secondhand embarrassment for what Miami did. I could not believe it. They look like a team that did not have a training camp. The fact that they put that product out there, Mike McDaniel better be lucky he has his job here on this Monday. Titans and the Broncos. Denver wins it 20-12. I thought both teams set offensive football back. I expected that performance from Tennessee. Cam Ward, rookie, making his first start against that defense. Bo Nix and the Broncos? I got my eye on you guys. I've been saying it. Bo Nix, worst quarterback in the division. Denver, overrated. They had the turnovers. Maybe that's all the blame. But that Broncos offense stunk out loud against Tennessee. Jacksonville and Carolina. Jags get it done 26-10. Survivor, we move on to week two. My biggest takeaway. So much for the Bryce Young renaissance. Oh, look at his December. Bryce Young, what? The guy threw the ball out of bounds on a fourth and goal. Get the hell out of my face. And then finally, Cardinals and the Saints. Arizona wins it 20-13. I don't know what kind of virus Kyler Murray had, but the whole time I'm watching that game, we sure about the Cardinals being his improved team in 2025? Didn't look like it to me. Nick Costos joins us next with his thoughts on last night's Sunday Night Football game here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.